From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here. It is a busy time of year. The spring is going to continue to be, you know, there were elections yesterday. A lot of people didn't give much attention to them because there's not really anybody on the ballot. The nominees for the presidential positions of both parties has already been determined. So now we're going through the motions of just gathering the required votes, and they'll go to the conventions and be nominated and so forth. It's all fait accompli at this point. But yesterday, late in the evening, the White House put out this statement, and this is from President Biden. He says, "I am outraged and heartbroken by the deaths of seven humanitarian workers from World Central Kitchen, including one American, in Gaza. They were providing food to hungry civilians in the middle of a war. They were brave and selfless. Their deaths are a tragedy." He says, "Israel has pledged to conduct a thorough investigation into why the aid workers' vehicles were hit by airstrikes. That investigation must be swift. It must bring accountability, and its findings must be made public. Even more tragically, this is not a standalone incident. The conflict has been one of the worst in recent memory in terms of how many aid workers have been killed. This is a major reason why distributing humanitarian aid in Gaza has been so difficult, because Israel has not done enough to protect aid workers trying to deliver desperately needed help to civilians." Shortly after the president's statement came out, the vice president did almost similar thought for thought kind of style release. But I want to go back to the first sentence because I found this interesting. "I'm outraged and heartbroken by the deaths of these humanitarian workers from World Central Kitchen, including one American." Boy, he did not suffer any amount of time, literally the first sentence, to say that we're supposed to care about what happened with these aid workers because one of them is an American. And I do care that one of them is an American. I think it's right to care. As an American, caring for another American who got wrongfully killed, that's what we do. It's natural. But I am very concerned about something, because neither the president nor Vice President Kamala has said one thing, not one, publicly, not one word, about the eight Americans that are still being held captive in Gaza. Whoa, Kev, wait a minute. Wait. What? Yeah. We have eight hostages among the 100+ that are left from the original invasion of October 7th. And while this statement comes out and criticizes Israel and says, you know, you have to have a thorough investigation as to what happened, I'm just going to ask the question, and it's not going to be a fun one for those that are not interested in the actual truth, but I am. And that is, if you say to Israel over the deaths of these humanitarian workers, "We must have a swift and thorough investigation and people must be held accountable," which I don't disagree with. I think a proper accounting for what happened has to come about. I think a proper investigation has to come about. And if people got things wrong, there needs to be recompense made for that. But what caught my eye here is that this is the first time I have seen the word American show up in the president or the vice president's social media feed when they're getting a message out concerning the conflict in Israel, in Gaza. This is the first time I've heard them invoke their own nationality and their own people in what is happening in Gaza. And from the very beginning, Americans had hostages that were taken. Now, some of them have been released and freed and made it back home. That's a wonderful thing. But it wasn't because the administration was waving the flag saying, we have an American. Look, Hamas, you have to or else. In fact, we're just getting right down to it. I can't point to one press statement from the vice president or the president directed to Hamas saying, you guys need to stop. The only thing you've heard reported in our press is, Mr. President, put pressure on Israel, put pressure on Israel, put pressure on Israel. Israel was the one who was attacked on October 7th. The loudest, clankiest, noisiest voices in the room in the American dialogue are yelling at the president to yell at Israel. But something else is also true of this conflict, and it's been true from the very beginning. The minute that Hamas lays its weapons down and surrenders, the minute that the soldiers, the Mujahideen of the great holy war that they are waging against Israel, the minute that they surrender, put their weapons down, say that's it, the minute that happens, the war is over. Israel doesn't want to go into Rafah any more than the Palestinians wish that they won't go into Rafah. They don't want to do a ground invasion. Israel, on all levels of its political spectrum, from its far left to its far right, are united in saying, we are going to eliminate Hamas so that they never do this to us again. And I don't see that will changing, because it has the unified support of the Israeli people, top to bottom, even Arabs that live in Israel. It is an Israeli conflict with the people of Gaza, specifically the terror organization Hamas, which was elected by the people of Gaza. But how come it's always in that direction? How come it's always the president saying, I'm gravely concerned about what Israel's doing. I have great consternation about Israel. Israel needs to do a better job. Israel needs to do this. Why aren't we calling out Hamas as the terror agent saying, you guys give up. Put your weapons down and come out. And nobody else has to die. For better or for worse, Israel knows that Hamas plays chicken a lot. So they go and hide behind women and children. Israel doesn't want to kill women and children. They just want to end Hamas's ability to hurt them. And I, for one, think that they have the right to expect that. Israel needs to be free and safe as the freest democracy in the Middle East. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We have got a great wellness show straight ahead for you. Dr. Laura Purdy is back from Swell Medical. Going to talk some very interesting topics. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best, period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, you know that each week I've promised you that Mr. Mike Connors will be here to answer a real-life question. And Mike, this week's question comes from Sam in Brooklyn. He says, my father lives alone, but I live in another state. I'm worried that his siblings are trying to take control of his assets. What can I do to prevent this from happening, Mr. Mike Connors?
Well, I don't know if this is quite a legal answer, but the answer is stay in touch with your father. Keep involved in his life. Visit him as often as you can. Call him as often as you can. He's not likely to fall into the undue influence of siblings if he has a son who's in regular contact with him. But if you neglect your father, that gives somebody else the opportunity. And they can say things behind your back. They can say them anyway. But at least if you're in constant touch with your father, you should be in pretty good shape to hold off the advances of siblings.
Yeah, you would think, but it just goes to show that old adage is true. Honor thy father and mother so that your days may prosper.
You should stay in touch with your father anyway. Forget about the inheritance.
Right. That's the right thing to do. Well, I hope that's helpful, Sam. And friends, if you've got similar questions, you can call Mike Connors and his entire team at 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500. That'll put you in contact with the main switchboard. And then they've got a whole team of super competent people that are going to help you with all of the questions that you have. And you can send some of those questions to Mike. He'll answer them on his show as well. AskMikeConnors@gmail.com. AskMikeConnors@gmail.com. And then be listening as he answers questions here with me, Kevin McCullough, each week, but also on his own show at Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA, and Sunday mornings starting at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Secular Live, weekdays at 4 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Mike Gallagher says it's obvious what the left wants.
I don't even know if I care what the process is that these judges are arriving at. Whatever it is, it's flawed.
I don't care about the process. They might as well just come out and admit they don't want any rules to apply. They don't want any common sense. They don't want any justice. They want him financially and politically destroyed.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970. The Answer.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
It's Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back from New York. And you know that on a regular basis, I like to clear the path for some wellness chatter because I want to make sure that your life is as good as it can be on kind of all fronts. And the health front is certainly important. I have a renewed appreciation for that after my experience of just a couple of weeks ago in the hospital, getting the gallbladder out. And someone who held my hand and walked me through that all the way is the director of Swell Medical. And she has been a repeat guest here, one of the favorites on the wellness broadcast, Dr. Laura Purdy. Welcome back.
Hey, Kevin. You look great. I'm glad you're doing so well. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, it's interesting because even this far after the surgery, when people say, you know, well, what were you in the hospital for? And I tell them gallbladder surgery, almost to a person, they look shocked and surprised that I guess maybe someone as young as me needs it, but that I would already be out and about kind of this quickly. I mean, with the laparoscopic procedure, healing does come faster now, right?
It really does, because they don't have to, if I may say, the fillet you open with a big cut and expose everything. And also you also took very good care of yourself, right? You
tried
to put some ice on those incisions afterwards, and you took care of yourself too, but laparoscopic is much gentler on the body.
Yeah. Well, I have, for those 8 years that I had the argument with my gallbladder, I don't feel any more discomfort at all. And that is worth it to me to have gone through the process. One of the things that came up in my hospital stay is blood pressure. And I've known for a little more than a year that I have hypertension. Sometimes it's worse than others. You were the one that told me a couple of weeks ago that if I've been living with pain, I probably had higher blood pressure than I would have needed to have had. But what's so important about blood pressure? In fact, doctors in the hospital were like, well, you know, it's the silent killer. Why does it get that reputation?
Sure. So they're not wrong. We do call high blood pressure, or hypertension, which is the medical word for high blood pressure, we call it a silent killer simply because it has no symptoms. By the time it has symptoms, something's wrong with you, whether that is problems with your eyes or problems with your kidneys or heart failure or even a stroke. Heaven forbid it gets that far. But the reason why we say silent killer is because over the course of several decades, you might not even know you have it.
I didn't.
And your body is sustaining the damage.
What is the damage that's being done if your blood pressure is too high? And I know that there's two measurements, but for people that are truly walking into this with no background on it at all, what do those measurements represent and what is considered damage?
Let me tell you about what blood pressure is, right? So blood pressure, like what is that? Blood pressure is the number that we give, really, to describe the amount of pressure that it's the closed system, right? The pipes, your arteries, your veins have blood inside of them, move around the body, but it's a closed system. The blood generally stays there. That's where we want it to stay.
Right.
And because it's a closed system with really no opening and there's no entry point or exit point unless we have a cut or something. The fluid in the body is under an amount of pressure. And we know by the studies that have been done on the effects of the human body to being under that much pressure, blood pressure high and low, that when you expose the tissues and the organs to stress, like being under a high pressure system for a long period of time, what I tell patients is the warranty starts to wear out. You start to lose your warranty on parts of your body, especially the parts that are very susceptible and fragile. They're very fragile and susceptible to the changes in pressure. So when you think about the things that go wrong in people who have high blood pressure for decades and they don't treat it, it's where the tiny little fragile tissues and blood vessels are. So the retinas, you start to have vision problems. The kidneys, which are full of probably millions, I don't know the right number, I'm not an nephrologist, but a lot of tiny little arteries that are very susceptible. And your brain, right? You have blood vessels in your brain, blood vessels in your heart, and those vessels are also exposed to long-term, you can say, trauma from being under a high pressure system, and they're just not built to accommodate it. So yeah. I hope that helps you understand a little more why we say
I think it does. Talk to me about the difference in what the two numbers measure.
Well, the systolic is the top number and the diastolic is the bottom number. The systolic has more to do, and we're talking about the heart. So the heart has squeeze and the heart has relax. Those are the two jobs that it does. And if you've ever seen a picture, it kind of looks like this, right? The top and the bottom squeezing together. So the top number is the amount of pressure that the system's under when the heart is squeezing. And the bottom number is the amount of pressure that the system's under when the heart is not squeezing. And both of those need to be low. If you've ever seen people who have one number really high, one number really low, and it can kind of go like this. Both numbers need to be normal, because squeezing against pressure or relaxing against pressure, either way, is going to cause damage.
Okay. So when I was admitted, and I'm just going to be vulnerable here, everybody listening, you know that I'm not afraid of saying things. They checked it on the first night when I was admitted, and I think I was like 166 over 116, both of which are way too high for a man my age.
They are. Yep. Both of those numbers are too high. But you were also in pain, right?
Correct.
Also in pain. Did it get lower?
Well, they actually had to give me medication before the surgery. We did get it down a little bit, but it wasn't enough. So they gave me medication before they took me in for the surgery. And then after the surgery, the attending said, okay, I'm going to put you on a prescription, which I've been faithfully taking every day since I've left the hospital. And now, as of yesterday, and I'm taking the reading a couple of times a day. But yesterday I was at 126 over 86, significantly better than where I was when I went in.
Congratulations. We like that. And you might not even need to take the medication forever, long term. You know, you may really be able to come off of it, but it sounds like for now, in the short term, that is the best thing for you.
And on the medications themselves, there are different ones that people prescribe. And the one that the doctor at the hospital prescribed, she said, had the least amount of damage to any other organs. It's really important to, if you've got blood pressure, to start with kind of the least impactful and then build if you need it. Is that correct?
I think it's important to always ask your clinician why they're choosing the medication you're choosing for you, because whether it's blood pressure, cholesterol, acid reflux, gout, whatever it is, there's a lot of options, and your doctor should be choosing that medication specifically for you,
right,
for certain reasons. And I always encourage patients to say, why did you choose that particular medication for me? If they can't tell you, that's a red flag, because it means either they can't or they haven't thought it all the way through. And I think it's just really important to ask.
Well, it was interesting because you had suggested a medication. And when I brought it up to the doctor's attention, she goes, well, that one's a good one. She said, but in X number of studies, it had slightly more side effect than this one does. So I want to start you with this one. And if we need to, we'll go to that one. I was like, that's pretty knowledgeable. I mean, if she knows like the ins and outs, even to the kind of the shades of gray in between, it's kind of cool. We're speaking with Dr. Laura Purdy. She is the founder and director of Swell Medical. I'll have her explain all that when we come back. But we're also going to talk about some other fun stuff, dealing with Ozempic face. It sounds like a disease that I wouldn't want to have, but we'll figure out what that's all about when we continue on Wellness. Stay right here.
I'm Keith Peters reporting the bodies of six foreign aid workers killed in Israeli airstrikes have started the journey back to their home countries. They were transported Wednesday out of the Gaza Strip and into Egypt. That's according to Egyptian state television. The three British citizens, a Polish citizen, an Australian, and a Canadian-American dual national worked for World Central Kitchen, an international charity. Their Palestinian driver was also killed. A top U.S. commander says Houthi rebels in Yemen may be running through their supplies of drone swarms and anti-ship ballistic missiles as the pace of their attacks has slowed a bit. Lieutenant General Alexis Grinkowicz, who heads the U.S. Air Force's Central, said that the persistent U.S. retaliatory strikes on the Iran-backed militia group have clearly affected their behavior and number of attacks. More details at srnnews.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel, home to the biggest shows on TV, like Hugh Hewitt weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, followed by Mike Gallagher at 9. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
AM 970, The Answer doesn't have to stop when you turn off your radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM 970, The Answer. Take us with you wherever you go.
Arthur Idala, Power Hour. Weeknights at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala. If you listen to my show regularly, you may have heard me talk about my respect for court reporters. Well, I've got some exciting news for you. The New York State Unified Court System recently held a press conference and declared court reporting as the best career you've never heard of. Why? Because they just created a position designed specifically for brand new court reporters. The court reporting trainee position allows new court reporters to enter the court system making an annual salary upwards of $75,000 with an additional $4,600 in location pay if you live in New York City, Nassau, or Suffolk County. To qualify for the position, you don't need any working experience as a court reporter. You just need to have graduated from an approved court reporting institution and write at 225 words per minute. If you're not sure if court reporting is right for you, you can test drive the program through Plaza's free virtual A to Z program. For more information, email info@plazacollege.edu. That's info@plaza college.edu.
Are you ready to embark on an unforgettable expedition to Alaska this summer? Then join me, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, along with Mike Gallagher and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise, sailing over 4th of July weekend. Learn more at patriotsalaskacruise.com. This experience is a chance to participate in spirited discussions and thought-provoking lectures with like-minded patriots and sought-after speakers. 7 action-packed days will chart a course toward a bright American future, all while surrounded by Alaska's rustic and natural wonders on a luxury cruise ship. You'll experience powerful creation immersed in the splendor of glaciers and fjords. Join Mike Gallagher and me June 29th to July 6th. Secure your cabin today by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at patriotsalaskacruise.com. That's 855-565-5519, patriotsalaskacruise.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
If you go to her social media, Dr. Laura Purdy does all kinds of great little summaries of things that she's written about in different journals and periodicals. You also get to see her beautiful, lovely modeling photos on her social media as well, which is a bonus. But the real value of what she does is these little summaries of different subjects that she talks about. And Dr. Purdy, I don't think there's been a more controversial, both heralded and kind of booed pharmaceutical over the last 12 months more than Ozempic. It's been the pun of late night jokes. It has been the transformational element in some very heavy set actors that all of a sudden look very svelte on TV after they've used it. What do we know about Ozempic?
Well, what do we know about Ozempic? We know a lot about Ozempic. And when I use the term Ozempic, we're talking about a name brand. So let me backtrack 1 second and say Ozempic is a name brand for a general medication, a generic medication that's called semaglutide. You may also pronounce it semaglutide. And I don't think either pronunciation is right or wrong. I am from Kentucky, so I say
I'm going to go with semaglutide because it's easier for me to say. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have the Ozempic name brand, and then you also have the Wegovy name brand. And And the Ozempic is technically for diabetes and Wegovy is technically for weight loss. They are the same medication. The weight loss one has a slightly different dosage, same med. So we start with that. They were originally developed to be diabetes medications because they, without giving you a whole lesson on physiology of blood sugar, the liver and the pancreas work together to create different enzymes to help your body deal with blood sugar. And when we think about these medications, they're really working on the receptors of the chemicals or the enzymes or the hormones that the body uses to respond to high and low blood sugar. Okay. And when people have diabetes, or before you get to diabetes, pre-diabetes, metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance, or even obesity, you start to see the indicators of high blood sugar creeping up. So when you take Ozempic, it's really working at the level of the receptor of those little substances that the body uses to tell itself, I have blood sugar. I don't have blood sugar. I need to store energy in the form of calories, in the form of fat, or I need to release energy in the form of fat, in the form of calories. So the medications work at that level. And when they were developed for diabetes, what we saw and we learned is that not only were people's blood sugars getting back to completely normal, we can cure, for the lack of a better term, we can put into remission, is probably a better term, diabetes.
Wow. With these,
right. But they're also losing weight. And throughout our history, we've had metformin, we've had all the glipizides, we've had four or five or six different classes of medications, insulin itself, that neither did a good job of curing diabetes, I'll say inducing remission of diabetes, or making you lose weight. And most people had to take three, four, five, six medications at the same time to have minimal result. Wow. So the reason why this medication is taking so much flack, guess what, is because it works. Hmm. It actually works. And I think we could eradicate type 2 diabetes from the whole country and all of the other comorbidities, which is the fancy doctor word for other bad things that happen, with Ozempic or Wegovy or whatever they are. Now,
well, it's interesting because my grandfather, my mom's dad, had type 2 diabetes. He was a tall man, but he was a big man, heavy man, and he always wrestled with blood sugar issues. There were always, you know, later in life he got sores on his feet. He carried a lot of weight with him the whole time. He never really gave up his sweet tooth, which I think was part of the downfall of his health. He always had Cokes and candy bars like stashed in the house, and he shouldn't have had those. My mother, his daughter, had the kind of reverse of the pendulum problem. She was low blood sugar, hypoglycemic. And as she was doing research about all of blood sugars, she was reading that the solution to both ends of the distorted problems was the same, to come back to healthier nutrition and so forth. But like, you could kind of cure the sugar imbalance by following a good diet from either direction. Is that in fact what Ozempic tries to do in a medical sense?
I think so. I really do, because that's what people learn how to do. We see them, because it does suppress your appetite and it alters the speed at which your intestines are doing their job. People are hungry less and they don't eat as much as they used to. But the problem is, or maybe it's not a problem, but the issue is that that needs to be maintained when the medication is stopped. I think there's a role for both, because unfortunately we've been telling patients for decades that the first thing they need to do is lifestyle changes, diet, and exercise. And there is a very small sub segment of our country that is able to successfully do that.
All right. Good stuff. When we come back, the kind of coolest thing we've talked about in a very long time on this show, the benefits of warm baths. Stay here.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. They are having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. The six-pack towel set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer will not last long, so order now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code Joe P. This is Joe Piscopo. The following is a medical minute sponsored by my friends at InfuCare RX. InfuCareRx.com. Improving quality of life one patient at a time. This week's medical minute features Dr. Meyer Patel of Jersey Shore University Medical Center.
Some patients require only weeks or months of therapy, while others need parenteral nutritional support throughout their lifetime, depending upon their underlying condition. Some patients may be receiving 100% of their nutritional needs through the parenteral nutrition. Others receive supplemental parenteral nutrition as they are able to have some of their nutritional need met by eating food or through the tube feeding, yet are still unable to tolerate enough to meet their daily nutritional needs.
This medical minute is sponsored by InfuCareRx, and the information, comments, or views expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of InfuCareRx. Please consult your medical professional for any medical questions, opinions, or guidance.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hugh Hewitt sees Hamas beginning to crumble.
Hundreds of terrorists have been captured, and what they say about what happened to them tells the whole story. They say that Hamas is collapsing from within. The price they are paying is very heavy. We're going to eliminate everyone who is involved in the events of October 7th. The junior officials, the senior ones, the very senior ones, those who were inside Israel and who gave instructions.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, this is Judge Kamens, a partner at Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, and where Arthur Idala of the Arthur Idala Power Hour works at his 24/7 day job. In 2014, I retired from the bench to join ABK, which is a full-service, preeminent boutique firm that has been helping New Yorkers when legal problems arise. ABK is uniquely qualified to assist New Yorkers who have a wide range of legal problems, from personal injury claims and civil litigation to criminal defense and trusts and estates. I personally work on appellate matters, attorney disciplinary matters, and complex legal issues with a dedicated group of attorneys who provide a team approach to each case. There is no legal problem too big or small for this talented and hardworking legal team. So when you think of the Idala Power Hour, also keep in mind ABK, the Power Legal Firm.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekday afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
And welcome back to New York. Final few minutes with Dr. Laura Purdy on this Wellness Day. And so glad to have you, Laura. Thank you for all the fun chat. We get into some interesting stuff with you that I don't get into with the other doctors. And I'm just thankful for your willingness to kind of be cast a very wide net here. But as the director of Swell Medical, that's kind of your necessity. Give the elevator pitch for people that don't know what Swell Medical is.
Well, Swell Medical is the nation's first and largest cash pay direct to consumer health system. And we have patients and clinicians, because we serve both sides, that move in and around our system. So you can be seen virtually, you can be seen in person, the clinicians can work virtually or in person. And we are getting ready to start powering a lot of subspecialty clinics and other businesses. So wow. The backbone of the Swell Medical health system is positioned to be able to launch, support, and sustain the health system of the future.
And this came out of your background in telehealth or virtual health, which you had a big background in coming out of your time in the military, and you've kind of parlayed that to the next level.
I believe that the telemedicine industry, or now I actually call it the innovative care industry, because we do healthcare in so many different ways. And I think that we are at a time where we've grown big enough that we not only deserve, but we demand a seat at the table and a say in what the regulations are. And and our voice to be heard, not just to be treated like we're hiding in the shadows doing something wrong, because we're not.
Somebody told me earlier today that you're a troublemaker for the good. I like how that rolls off the tongue. Well, if people want to know more, how do they find you?
I would say come to our website, swellcare.health. You can find me on Instagram. Actually, right now it's at Dr. Laura Purdy, Dr. Laura Purdy. We're kind of playing with the brand and the moniker right now. Or Swell also has its own Instagram. So stay tuned.
Nice. All right. Check that out. Okay. We teased it. It's one of my favorite things to do. My bride's not a big fan of hot baths, but I'm like a fish. I could live in them forever and be happy about it. And I've been told in the past that they could be bad for your skin. They could. My chiropractor doesn't like me spending a lot of time in hot baths if I have certain aches or pains as it relates to the muscles. But Reader's Digest and another organization just published some facts about them, and it's surprisingly positive. What did it find?
I think there's a lot of good reasons why warm baths can be very helpful. Of course, it's not a substitute for medical advice. And if your doctor or practitioner tells you otherwise, I'm sure they have a good reason. But there's a lot of things that hot baths can do. First and foremost, just mental clarity, relieving stress, peace of mind. It's a forced moment with you, yourself, and the bath where you have nothing else to do but that.
Yeah. Love
you,
that.
Can you relate?
No, I think about columns I'm going to write. I think about show segments I want to schedule and do. Like, I do a lot of creative thinking while soaking.
Yep, I agree. And the second is, think about the applications for a heating pad. We use heating pads, direct applied heat, for a lot of things. Now, I agree with your chiropractor. If you have a fresh injury, ice is better for that. But correct. For some of the chronic, more long-term, whether it be tendonitis or arthritis or muscle strains and sprains, like us old soldiers get, warm baths can be really good for that because it can relax the muscles so they become more stretchy like a rubber band in the sun rather than a rubber band in the freezer. And it can also increase blood supply to those injuries to help nourish them and feed them so that they can heal and recover better.
Very cool. All right. What's the next one?
So it also can support cardiovascular health. And I know what you're thinking. How is that possible? When I say cardiovascular health, I don't necessarily mean just your heart. Your cardiovascular system is in your whole body. And there are some people have problems with circulation relating to the very, in a warm bath, the warm heat can bring blood to everywhere where the water touches. And again, it can be very nourishing and healing for the area.
I just saw somewhere, it wasn't this article, but it was another one that had popped up that said that in the cardiovascular arena, hot baths are replicating some of the benefits of cardiovascular activity.
I believe that because you think about your vital signs, your blood pressure, your heart rate. It speeds up a little bit. Some people even sweat. Some people sweat just from sitting in a hot bath, or even think like a sauna. It's very similar. So absolutely, you can increase your metabolic rate. You can burn some calories in the meantime. Just stay hydrated, right? Don't forget to stay hydrated because that's
very important. So important. We don't drink enough water as it is, and so you don't want to get extra dehydrated while you're doing that. What else does it do for us?
Well, one thing I can tell you is that it is a major part of a good, I mean, it can be a major part of a good sleep hygiene routine. We have a lot of patients who struggle transitioning from wake to sleep. And when we talk about sleep hygiene, what does that even mean, sleep hygiene? What it means is facilitating a successful transition from being awake to being asleep. If you just flip off the lights and jump in bed and say, okay, it's time to sleep now, that's not going to be as successful. So a lot of people, especially with children, we think about giving your kids a bath in the evening before bed. It facilitates your body starting to slow down mentally and physically, starting to relax any tension that you've been holding in your muscles, like we just talked about with the yeah. muscular skeletal system. You can even use adjunctive things like lavender, essential oils, all that type of stuff can be really great and calming for your body to prepare it to be sleeping.
As I am wont to do, I often have creative ideas hit me in the middle of the night, and sometimes I do have trouble falling back to sleep after something has come to me. I have made a consistent habit over the years of just wandering into the bathroom, running a tub of hot water and getting in it, because it does seem to like help melt just the adrenaline out of me, and then I can get back to bed and rest more fully then.
Yeah, I can absolutely relate to that. And I think a lot of people have that same experience. But like you're saying, there's a lot of myths out there that we are busting right now.
All right. Anything else?
I think the one more thing is probably worthwhile talking about is skin conditions. Now, if you're somebody who has eczema or psoriasis or a lot of allergies, I'm not really talking to you, because people who have inflammatory skin conditions, we will make them worse usually by sitting them in a big hot bathtub. But think about going to get a facial. So I'm a huge advocate for hot baths if it's healthy for you, right?
As am I. I second that. And Dr. Purdy, thank you for your time tonight. And friends, if you want more information, look her up on Instagram at Dr. Laura Purdy, or you can look up Swell Medical. Swell has its own page on Instagram and also a website dedicated unto itself, and become one of Dr. Purdy's clients. She'll be glad to help take care of you. Dr. Laura Purdy, thank you so much.
Kevin, have a great day.
Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala here for Bay Ridge Honda, run by my longtime family friend, Rob Sabah. The Sabah family owned and operated Honda dealer for over 60 years is there for one reason: their outstanding customer service. The Sabah family at Bay Ridge Honda makes you feel like you're part of their family when you come in to make one of the big decisions in your life, which car to purchase. And to kick off spring, Bay Ridge Honda is offering $0 deals all month long. That's right, zero down deals. On top of that, APR rates as low as 1.9% and no payments until summer of 2024. 90 days of no payments. Bay Ridge Honda has the best prices around, and they will offer you top dollar for your trade-in. You name it, they have it. Brand new Hondas like the all-new Honda Civic, Honda HR-V, CR-V, the Honda Accord, and the Honda Passport. They have them all ready for you to drive off today. Bay Ridge Honda serves all five boroughs, and every new vehicle comes with their Bay Ridge Plus package for all of your service maintenance needs. So visit Bay Ridge Honda, 4th Avenue and 88th Street in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, or online at BayRidgeHonda.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. I'd like to introduce you to the premier business in the investigative and security field in the United States today, Brosnan Risk Consultants. Founded by my friend Pat Brosnan, decorated retired NYPD detective. You must be diligent in protecting the business you work so hard to grow, family you cherish, and the lifestyle you've achieved. Luckily, there is Brosnan Risk Consultants to keep your business healthy, keep your family safe, and identify the approaching rising tide of danger and loss well before it destroys what you have built. Brosnan Risk Consultants have been protecting clients for over 25 years, operational in 45 states and over 500 cities. Don't settle for second best. Brosnan is the gold standard in investigative and security services. Call now 800-590-2180 or go online to brosnanrisk.com. B-R-O-S-N-A-N risk.com.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough on the Wellness Wednesday edition. Very much chuckling at myself here. I ran across the story in the break. This is being put out by... I'm not seeing where the study has come from, but a published study recently stated that women who have their last child after age 33, this is statistically verifiable. This is what they've studied by looking at it.
I'm going crazy with the blues.
Women who have had their last child after the age of 33 have doubled their chance of living till 95 or older. Another study, published contemporaneously with that one, showed women who gave birth after 40 four times more likely to live to 100. So if you have your last child after 33, you are more than twice the chance of living to 95. And if you give birth after 40 to your last child, you are likely to live, you're four times more likely to, you double your chance to make it to 100 years old. It's just so interesting to see that, because we tend to run in the opposite direction. And I don't know which is actually, you know, I don't really have criticism either way. I always thought if you married young, have your kids early so that you can enjoy a lot of adulthood after they're out. And you're still young enough to go and pursue and do things. This study would seem to say that that doesn't really matter all that much, although you're not as spry in your 90s and 100s as you are in your 40s and 50s. Now, what I would like to have known also is, in the study, how many children did they have prior to their last one? Because if you just have your last one after these ages, that seems to be how the study looked at it. But I'm curious, if it's your only child after that age, what's the chances? My guess is these are likely to be women that have more than one child. And it just so happened that the last one came after those benchmarks. And if people knew that, I think maybe there would be a little less pressure about, you know, performance anxiety and all the rest. It's okay. Have your baby. And if you have them after 33, as a female, you're more than double the chance to live to 95. And if you have it after 40, you are four times more likely to make it all the way to 100. Pretty cool. All right. If you missed any of tonight's show, please go get the Radio Night Live podcast. It's available everywhere Kevin McCullough podcasts are available. Every podcast outlet that carries Kevin McCullough Radio gets Radio Night Live, and you can get it from any of them. Tune in, iHeart, and go to the AM970 The Answer webpage. I'm Kevin McCullough. Thanks for being with us. Tomorrow we talk legal issues, and then we close out the week with a fun Friday and a little bit of a preview of the Yankees and Mets. Don't miss that one. We'll see you soon.
The preceding program was pre-recorded.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's Michael's of Brooklyn.